Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Lance Fox with Alpharma, and we just had a media breakfast here that Alpharma sponsored that featured some results of research on precision feeding. Now, Lance, why did you choose to have this particular presentation here for a media breakfast?
Alpharma has historically been active in the dairy heifer industry, and a couple of years ago we recognized Pat's work in that realm and approached Pat about some of his work and asked him if he would be willing to come in and address the audience and bring us up to speed on some of the new research. The research does date back, but Pat's been doing some recent research, and we essentially wanted the audience to get that updated research as it comes into the public domain here in the next few weeks and promote the dairy heifer industry.
Well, of course, saving money and feed costs is very important for producers. So it was good to get that kind of research information out. But how is Alpharma helping in that regard?
Yeah, because we recognize the University of Wisconsin's outstanding work in the dairy industry, and of course, Pat's work specifically with dairy heifers, we actually approached Pat. He had an idea, and it was to repeat some of the earlier work he did a few years ago. And in this new study, he wanted to look at applying an ionophore to the diet and see if we could maybe tweak that diet back a little bit more, replace some of that diet, and certainly have an economic advantage in that animal and to the producer, of course. And so we want to keep the same performance, you know, growth, lactation performance once they become lactating animals, and yet save that producer some money. And so it just happened to be that timing was everything, as they say, and Alpharma was willing to offer some funds to the University of Wisconsin to do some of this research, and that's how that all came about.
Mm-hmm. And now the product, the ionophore that you're talking about, is this Bovatech.
Yeah, exactly.
Bovatech. So tell me about Bovatech.
Yeah, Bovatech is an ionophore. There are several out in the market. Bovatech has been in the industry for a number of years. In young cattle, we use it as an anticoccidial. As the animal get older, we convert that to feed efficiency and rate of gain. And so we're basically allowing these animals to better utilize their forages, their feed, and to maximize their performance, because ultimately we want to get them into the lactating string making milk and give that payback to that producer.
What then? So you can, using this ionophore, you can decrease the amount of feed, increase the feed efficiency. Mm-hmm. So what's the return on investment for a producer?
Yeah, as an example here, if we take a pound of corn as an example, and if that's running 6 to 8 cents per pound, mm-hmm. the ionophore at about 300 milligrams per head per day is 3 cents per head per day. And so you've got a nice return on investment when you can replace a pound of that corn in the diet. And that's essentially what all the data suggests historically, and that held true in some of this new research. So pretty nice return, over 2 to 1.
That sounds pretty good. Well, now, Lance, here at World Dairy Expo, what else is Alpharma doing meeting with the producers here at World Dairy Expo?
Yeah, this is a historical time of year. Of course, the weather outside this week has been beautiful here in Madison, but we have a lot of the fluctuations in temperature this time of year. And one of the products that we tend to see a lot more use of is Oreo S700. And it's used for these wild weather swings in dairy heifers where we can't control Mother Nature and respiratory disease is a little more prominent. And so Oreo S700 has been kind of our key message this fall to make sure people are using it appropriately, you know, setting up in advance of that known weather fluctuation and see if we can stop some of that BRD from occurring.
So. Very good. Thank you very much. Here at World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.